You know, there's going to be either a wrestler or a hot chick on the phone if Lewis breaks away from the other studio to come in here and listen.
Well, sometimes maybe even a hot sports entertainer would be on the phone.
Right. Don't say wrestling. Well, that's the case right now, fresh off WrestleMania. And the match that everyone's talking about online, of course, because, you know, Snooki was there last night at WrestleMania. Trish Stratus, good morning.
Hi. Yeah, I consider myself a bit of a hybrid, you know, sort of one of those hybrid models.
Are you so hot?
Yeah. Hey, let me tell you something. Last night, you and Snooki were part of the brunette mafia. I thought that was cute.
That was nice.
Let me tell you something. I don't know how often you hear this, but I thought you were just gorgeous as a blonde. But as a brunette, honey, you have taken it to an all-new level.
Stunning.
Oh, thank you.
I'm serious. Very few women can pull that off, from going to blonde to brunette and being an upgrade.
Mm-hmm.
And you've
thank
done
you.
It.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, you know, it's funny. It's like I think people keep doing double takes because they really, it's really just imprinted in their brain that I'm this blonde bombshell.
Right.
But now I'm a brunette, you know, brunette mafia. That could help to kind of establish that.
I like
it. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
You've been out of wrestling for a while, so when you come back, are you like, Al, why did I come back?
Well, the Al part, but not the why did I come back. When I remember when I go out there, I'm like, oh, yeah, that's why I came back. It's good out there. But, no, I definitely woke up saying, okay, yeah, that hurts. Ouch.
Well, we're glad to see you back. Now, who has better hair, Trish Stratus, you or John Morrison?
Good question.
Oh, that's a really good question. I'd say I have the better hair. Maybe he's got better abs?
No, that's, look, I want to show everybody the second thing. I, you know, write little notes about things I'm going to say. Best stomach in the business is what you have, Trish Stratus.
Well, thank you. I've been doing a little bit of yoga in my off time, so perhaps it helps.
A little bit. Hold on. I want to tell you what I read about Trish Stratus. I read that you own the largest yoga training complex in the whole country of Canada.
This is correct, sir.
Wow.
That's
you are
cool.
You don't even need wrestling anymore. You just like yoga all the time.
Yeah, she was like businesswoman of the year. She's really accomplished.
Jeez.
Yeah, thank you. I was. You know, I've got very lucky that, you know, during my career, I just had a lot of, the Canadian media really kind of embraced my success. And when I left, I got the opportunity to do a couple television shows and kind of was neat because I got to do some producing and, like, you know, kind of get on the other side of the camera. And that, and you know, you don't realize the WWE trains you in so many ways, not only as a performer, but they give you this, you know, producing kind of background.
Right.
So I got the opportunity to do that, and then I kind of just started building a yoga empire because I loved it.
You know, I went to a yoga class one time, Trish, true story, and I was so, and I don't know if this is good or not, but I was so relaxed I fell asleep.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you lagged behind your head like that.
No. I wasn't in any kind of contortion.
coma.
You weren't actually in the class. You were in the bleachers.
I'm also narcoleptic, but I fell asleep, and it was very relaxing.
It happens. Did you get a great workout out of it, too, or did you just get like, oh, this is a good place to sleep?
A little of both, I think.
Yeah, the best workout you should do is the really hot yoga mat. You'd be sweating and sleeping. Well,
I think that's impossible.
It's good. It's like 100 plus degrees, right? And you're in there. But it's like this cool thing because you have this whole workout. It's like 90 minutes long. And you leave with this like relaxed, energized thing. You're like totally relaxed, but yet you're full of energy. It's an interesting thing. Yoga rocks, not going to lie.
Are you meditating while you're doing yoga, or is it just the whole, just the fitness aspect? Are you looking at it from a spiritual standpoint as well?
Well, you know what, that's the cool thing about yoga is that I have found it's applicable to so many different things, which is why I kind of stuck with it. In the beginning, I found it, I had a herniated disc in my back from all the wrestling and from the, you know, just the wear and tear over the years.
Right.
And then I kind of started doing it because you remember Lita, one of my colleagues, she had broken her neck at the time, actually. And she said, yeah, there's this thing called hot yoga. It's the only thing that I can do that helps my neck have some mobility. So I thought, well, let me give it a whirl because my physiotherapy at the time was not helping. I mean, I was about, you know, a couple months into it, and Vince was calling me saying, so how you doing? Can you come back? Or what? And I was like, I can't even sit more than 30 minutes at a time. And I started doing this yoga, and literally, I mean, it was like 2.5 months later, I did it every single day, and I completely reversed the damage. So for me, I initially started it because, okay, I'm going to get through this. I really thought, this is not really my style.
Right.
You know, I'm doing my to-do list in my head. I got to, you know, get moving. And I stuck with it in the beginning for that rehabilitative purpose. And then it became this other thing, you know, doing a 300 days on the road schedule. It became like, you know what, for some reason, when I do this yoga, that schedule kind of feels okay. It doesn't feel so stressful and like, oh, God, I'm going to miss my flight and where's my bags and da-da-da.
Hot yoga. I'm going to write it down right now and put it on my to-do
list.
Yeah,
you handle things different. So, and that's what it was. It just, so over the years, it applied for so many different reasons. And I think I just tell people that stick with it for what it works for right now. and then you'll just find why yoga, should be in your life.
All right.
Trish, you mentioned getting all deep about yoga and stuff.
Sure.
You mentioned Vince McMahon. You've been around this business for a long time. Is anybody ever going to compete with a guy who seems to have the market cornered?
Nope. He's got it. The man rules, and he is a brilliant, genius man. And, as you watched last night, I mean, the product is continuously evolving. And it's like things like the show that I'm doing, WWE Tough Enough. I think now people are starting to see what it takes to become a WWE superstar. And, I mean, these people are just waiting in the wings. There is people that are training. And the great thing about the product is that we continuously pump it out. The old, I guess I could say this about myself. The old-timers.
Yeah.
I call myself an old-timer now. We come back and we we work with the new guys and just, bring everyone up to speed. And it's kind of a neat thing to see everyone mix it up in there. I think that's what was neat about WrestleMania, was just seeing kind of like the mix of the current crop and then the old-school guys and girls. And it was kind of cool, yeah.
But don't you think, I watched Saturday Night Live this week. It was Elton John. But not only Elton John, you had Tom Hanks and Jake Gyllenhaal and all this. And I was thinking, God, some of these regular players probably don't like that. Does some of the wrestlers look down when, say, a Snooki comes to town, or they've had all these different celebrity involvements over the years? It takes away from their appearances at WrestleMania.
Any jealousy?
You would think there would be, but I think for the most part, everyone knows WrestleMania is the show, and there's only so many people who are going to be on this card. And for the girls, it was like, I was met with some mixed reaction. It was kind of like, well, Snooki shouldn't have no business being in here.
Yeah.
They were kind of cool with me being in here because I did give 10 years of my blood.
Sure.
Years.
Absolutely.
But I looked at it like, and I think the bigger picture, and this is what, I think the girls started to see was that, look, having Snooki involved, it got some mainstream attention.
Yeah.
Two of the current divas, you had Leigh Cool in there, Layla and Michelle McCool, who are an amazing talent. They're just very, very talented women. And I think if they didn't get that attention with, the Snooki in there and me in there, then, it gave the world a chance to go, hey, this is what the women in wrestling do, by the way. Look, this is Leigh Cool. They're awesome. Maybe you want to watch us. And so you're just kind of increasing the awareness of the brand itself. And it's just a bigger picture. If people see it for the bigger picture, then they really get it. And for the most part, I think the girls all did.
Trish, do you think that WWE is going away from the PG stuff and getting back into the Attitude Era? Because I've noticed some of the ladies are more scantily clad. The Rock's using
this
son
language.
Of a bitch here and there. Are we going to get to that? Because I'll be honest with you, as a fan, I felt like I was watching a children's show there for a while. It's getting better, but it was PG rated.
It was kind of really, it's been fun the last couple of months, right? It's kind
yes.
of like, that's what happened. I mean, the product shifted a little bit, and I'm not sure if it's just WrestleMania hype that shifted it there, but it has been a feel, like it has that same feeling. And I think the cool thing, I think it started with the Royal Rumble. When you saw, and if you've been a fan for a while, seeing Booker T come back and
yes.
seeing, big sexy Kevin Nash come back, it was like, that was the excitement. Like, that was the exciting moment.
Yeah.
And the cool thing is having these older, I want to say, well, yes, we're old, okay. Older people here, these veterans, if you will,
right
now. What the kids get to do, the younger guys, the up-and-coming guys, they get to learn off us, and they get to, there's a lot of valuable stuff that's developed in the ring when you have someone who's been in the business for so long, and that's what Tough Enough was all about. It was like these new kids who some of them, they were wrestlers. They've been wrestling for years, a couple of them.
Right.
Now you get into the ring, Booker and Bill, DeMott and myself, and we're like, okay, that's cool what you've done there, but this is how we do it at this level, and we're going to show you why.
Exactly.
And then kind of take everything you do and then apply it a different way, and then hopefully the product just continues to evolve that way.
Well, listen, tonight after Raw goes off, it comes right on the air, right after all, Tough Enough.
You'll 11-ish.
See Stone Cold, Trish, and Booker and everybody. And Trish, listen to me. This is the most important thing you'll hear all day.
Okay.
Keep it brunette, honey. Keep
okay.
it brunette.
I will. Thank you.
All right. Have a good morning, Trish Stratus.
Thanks, you guys.